now?
Okay, I'm recording as well.
Are you recording?
Yeah. Okay, count me in, I'm gonna do it.
I thought I always do it now.
No, I thought I'd do it better then.
Okay. 5, 4.
If you're good enough one day, you can do it.
5, 4, 3, 2. Hello, this is Jonathan in London.
And this is Gabriel in Los Angeles.
And you're listening to Cool and Listen to People, the only podcast show to come from London and Los Angeles at the same time.
Whee! Wow! At the same time, yay!
Did you understand that?
Barely.
I'm talking fast.
I know. Why? Do you have a lot of things to go over?
Back in Europe. We do things quicker here.
Oh my god. Listen, calling long distance is not dead, people. We're back. We've been on a hiatus.
I'm actually in London. The whole format and reason the show is in existence is real because I am in London. This is an actual long distance call.
Yeah, we were fooling you for a while because he was here.
We weren't fooling anybody. What are you talking about? The only person who was fooled was you. You didn't get it.
I didn't get it. I didn't understand.
When I'm in the room with you, that's not long distance.
It should be.
Now, I need to say thank you to the lovely Roxy at LAXBA check-in.
Oh.
And all the check-in team at British Airways. That's BritishAirways.com, BA.com, for upgrading me, for giving me a celebrity showbiz upgrade. I felt like Brangelina. When I went to check in, listener Roxy thought, no, he doesn't need to ride in economy on his bargain ticket. He can stretch out and eat up. So I got upgraded, and I didn't even have to carry my bag through the screening thing.
Wow, that's fantastico.
Yeah, so thanks. Really, I was so excited by that, you can't believe.
You're welcome.
But I mean, I think it's lucky I left in time.
Yeah, really? In time for... Oh, the...
I was wondering, it's a wonder I haven't got swine flu already because I've dated plenty of swines.
Well...
Yeah. Is that how you get it?
Yes, probably. And if you eat bacon.
You don't get it from bacon.
Yeah, you can't eat pork now.
Oh, rubbish.
I'm just kidding. I feel sorry for the Mexaricans, but you know what? It's okay. They can just hop the fence if it gets too, like, heated down.
No, because you've got it already. Don't feel sorry for the Mexaricans. I feel sorry for the Californiaricans.
I know.
And the Mexaricans.
I feel fatigued today. Do you think I have it?
You what?
I feel fatigued. Do you think
you
I have this line?
Did what? You porked the team.
I wish I had. No, I feel fatigued. Sleeping.
Oh, shut up. Listen, when don't you feel fatigued, Sleeping Beauty?
Actually, I haven't felt fatigued in a long time because I don't...
Rubbish.
I don't eat the glutens anymore.
Oh, God, yeah, whatever.
I've lost about 5 pounds since you've been gone.
Mm-hmm. But you're saying it like it had anything to do with me. It's a miracle. I learned the way you eat.
You're the worst.
Listen, midnight runs to 7-Eleven to stock up on ice cream and chocolate. Do not maketh a slim man.
That was all your fault. It was all your fault.
No, it wasn't. It has anything to do with me. I've never eaten food that late ever in my whole life and certainly never gone and bought 10 pounds of candy either.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but anyway.
No, don't you? Do you sleepwalk to the 7-Eleven in West Hollywood where they know your name? It's like Cheers for you, isn't it, that place?
Oh,
you're ignoring my hilarious jokes because you're mildly offended. It's true. I mean, you need to go to Chocoholics Anonymous.
I'm not going to any Chocoholics Anonymous. I was not listening to you because I was reading a text.
Maybe there's a Reese's helpline that you can call if you're addicted.
But I don't mind my addiction to chocolate and sugar and everything sweet and delicious.
Okay, but when we don't get really famous because you've got a muffin top, I'll blame you, all right?
I do not have a muffin top. Thank you very much.
The only muffin top you got's in your fridge.
Hey,
what?
Oh, never mind. I was gonna talk about the fact that was here, but then I thought maybe we'll get sued again.
Yeah, don't talk about your ex-boyfriends. We get sued.
Okay. So what's crackin', Holmes Shizzle? Are you surviving?
Well, I've stopped breathing and I've stopped leaving the house. I'm just existing on quarantine at the moment.
Well, that's what you always do.
Because I'm scared of getting swine. I'm scared of getting swine flu.
You're scared of getting swine flu. Don't
the
do
GD
it,
swine flu.
Oh.
I know. What can you do? I'm trapped. No, not really. I'm just not going to, you know, wide open public places where there's lots of people.
I know, I have to avoid all things Mexican.
Don't be, that's just racist.
No, it's not.
Why all things Mexican?
Because that's where the swine flu is. I can't eat
it's
tacos.
It's also in the US.
I can't eat tacos.
Oh, what a load of old rubbish. Listen, can we, I'm crossing myself as I say this in what? A kind of Catholic way.
What?
But you're not... I'm now rotating and doing a Star of David.
You're not even
because,
Catholic or Jewish.
Listen.
What?
May God rest her soul. Bea Arthur was talking to me from under my bed.
Thank you for being a friend.
She was under my bed. Thank you for being under my divan.
Travel down. Go to sleep, Rose. What was she saying?
She was under my bed and I came home from work and I didn't know about it and I turned my computer on and then I heard Bea Arthur talking about her childhood. That was the day after she died. What had happened is that when she died, I had a commiseratory drink that night and happened to doze off to sleep watching YouTube clips of Bea Arthur through my headphones. Then I came home the next day and turned my computer back on and the headphones had gone under my bed. And when my computer fired up, it began playing YouTube again, and Bea Arthur was talking to me from under my bed, and it completely freaked me out. I couldn't move. I was just looking around the room with my eyes. She's like, then I was a kid, and I was growing up, and I was on stage in New York, and I was like, I couldn't move anything. You know if you think there's a burglar in your room in the night, and you're like, don't move, don't move, don't move, and the only thing that's moving is your heart trying to escape from your chest, okay? Well, the only thing that's happening to me is my eyes are darting around the room. And I was like, where the fuck is that? Where's Bea Arthur? And then I was like, because I was looking at the computer and it was not coming out of the computer. And then I noticed, I like double, triple, quadruple checked. It wasn't coming out of the computer. And I had my phone to my left. And I was like, it's not coming out of my phone either. And the TV is not even on. And I can hear Bea Arthur. And I was like, what's happening? And then I noticed the tiny cable coming out of the laptop. And I was like, and I pulled on the cable and the headphones came up and Bea Arthur was coming out the headphones and I opened the lid of my laptop and she was
funny.
On YouTube gabbing away. And then it all came back to me. Amongst the beer cans, I was like, oh, that was it.
Good thing you figured out.
I think it was a sign.
For what? Is it a bee?
For bee. She was calling me. And it's not my time yet,
I think
yet,
she
bee.
Was telling you to try to be funny.
I've got things to do here. She doesn't need to do that.
Oh, well.
I'm a non-stop tap of hilariousness that Devon doesn't ever stop flowing. Listen, can I tell you something? Yeah. No pain, no gain.
What are you talking
That's
about now?
You. Because my hair therapy burns my head.
You mean back waxing?
No, on my head, on my skull.
Hair therapy on your skull burns your head.
Yeah,
really?
Trying to encourage... No, not trying to encourage hair growth. Trying to maintain my current thick level of hair.
Yeah, yeah. Is it working?
Particularly on the crown.
Is it working?
What? I don't know if it's working. It's burning my head. And it's. I don't want to put it on every day, twice a day. That's for sure.
That means it's working.
I'm scared. I keep forgetting to wash it off my hands and my palm's going to go hairy.
No. How bad does it burn? Is it like a heat source or is it like your skin's melting off?
Yeah, it's like a heat source.
Oh, I think that's good.
So, and then I had to get some maintenance on my back today.
Yes.
And that, because of my current budgetary situation, this is the credit crunch. I couldn't go to my usual spa.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I had to go to a place where they didn't care about the pain factor.
Okay.
They didn't play tinkly-tonky panpipe music to relax me and chit-chat to me and massage my hands first. And the window, they didn't even close the blind, and there were no candles, and it wasn't in the dark. And people in neighbouring apartments could see my treatment process happening.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done it. I would have ran.
What? Well, I didn't have any choice. It was that or Chewbacca.
I haven't.
Literally. The Chewbacca back.
Yeah, I don't have any hair on my back, thank God.
Well, neither do I. So what are you talking about?
Yeah, now you don't.
No, I don't. Stole on a few pieces of paper at the skin therapy place. Thank God it wasn't anything more intimate.
Yeah, really? Jesus. Well, probably they would have closed the windows at that point. Don't you think?
She hurt me. She was trying to hurt me.
Have you ever had your intimate places whacked?
Not intentionally, no.
Fuck. On accident you have?
Yeah, what did I do once? I dropped something down there and I had to remove it. I think I was doing something up above and then fell down there and then I had to pull it off.
Oh my God, do you know what I did the other night? Okay, so it's been sobriety April. I have to tell you that I have not been drinking booze the entire month.
Well, neither have I, so whatever, you don't have to brag.
Well, anyways, I finally did it. I finally pulled it off. And I think tomorrow...
Oh my God, did it bleed?
No, I finally did the sobriety month. I've been trying to do it for ages and it just doesn't work out.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Well, I did fall off the wagon at the beginning of the month. And I drank some wine and I got a little bit tipsy. Anyways, there was a candle burning outside on the back deck and in my drunken state, I put my face, it was a big candle with like three wicks in it, you know, like one of those big kind, and it was in a jar. It was like a scented smelly candle in a big thing, glass thing, whatever.
But it was out on the back deck.
Yeah, it was out on the back deck because we were like hanging out back there. And I stuck my face into the thing to blow out the candles in my drunken state. And I blew really hard and all the wax splattered up into my face and into my hair and all...
Oh, you must be used to that.
Over my clothes.
You're used to things splattering on your face and solidifying. Come on.
Ugh, I wish I was more used to things splattering in my face. It was not an enjoyable situation. I could have had my eyeballs burned out.
Aren't you scared? You work in a public place. What about the swines?
Yeah, do you know what?
Are you going to get to work in a mask?
No, but my...
Get a gas mask with, like, a pipe that comes down to a box on your waist. With a glass visor. Mm-hmm. You'll be like...
My employer... My employer issued a statement, a thing that we're supposed to put up that says... Please do not be offended if we do not shake your hands or greet you with a friendly embrace. I've never greeted anybody at my work with a friendly embrace, but anyways.
How ridiculous.
It's completely ridiculous. I'm not putting it up. Forget
it. No, as if you shake the hands of customers anyway.
Sometimes.
Ooh, I don't touch anybody.
I also have to touch the customers.
Listen, I've got a moral dilemma, which is kind of a physical dilemma, and it might be why I've been tidying up things around the edges.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, 20-year-old gymnast wants some business.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Really?
Listen, I don't know what's wrong with me. I was getting frisky last night and I came home around midnight, but then I watched a movie till 2.
That's all you do every night is watch black and white movies till 2 on your own and cry yourself off to sleep. What's so weird about that? That's all
nothing.
You do.
I know, so something's got to, I don't know, I don't know.
Something's splattered in your face? What?
No, I wish I had. You know what? I watched Cat on a Hot Tin Roof last night.
Sorry, we're talking about me and my moral dilemma. Just rewinding there for a second.
You should watch Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. I think it's a movie about the gays.
Yeah, I'll do that after you've answered my question. Thanks.
I already told you there's nothing wrong with shacking up with a 20-year-old.
Listen, what about my rusty old shack? What am I going to do with that, though, when I get down to it?
You're going to have to go to his rusty old shack. Is that what you mean?
No, I'm talking about my rusty old shack of a body.
Oh, I don't know, honey. Ew, he's a gymnast? Yeah, I would feel a little bit intimidated. Well, I mean, 5 months ago, I would have felt intimidated. Now,
oh, shut up! So oh my God. I'm not even talking to you. It's lucky it's radio, because people can't tell you're lying, but they know you so well by now, 3 years in, that they know you're lying, so whatever. Might as well be telly. Might as well be 3D.
Anyways, I don't know what
to
tell you.
I'm going to do it anyway. You know what? I'm gonna fucking do it. And I don't care if I fall off the pole vault doing it.
You will.
Oh, that I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do
you
it.
You could
right.
fall off the pole vault into his lap. That might be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen,
I've got an 8-pack somewhere.
Man, I'm not talking to you anymore. Go and deal with your bronchitis.
No, listen, I had a weird dream. I had a dream that that I pulled my teeth out of my head. That like
that's a money worry dream.
It is? If you pull your teeth out?
Teeth falling out is money worries. Basically, if your teeth are dropping out of your head, that's like uncontrollable money loss. And then you pulling your teeth out is you spending money like you don't have. You know, you're in charge of your money, but you're not doing the right things with it.
Oh, man, I was going to buy all brand new furniture. Maybe that's what I'm talking about.
Guess you can't. Not till you stop having the teeth pulling dream.
Oh, that's weird.
Did you know that? Yeah, teeth is money. I can't remember the whole chain of thought, but yeah.
Huh, interesting. Okay, well, that kind of makes sense. It is a credit crunch. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Listen, my new accommodation, which is technically my old accommodation from when I was younger, my teenage years. Yeah. My roommates are older than me and married to each other. And they share my surname. Well, they're good. They're a laugh, those roommates. I like to call one of them Mom, and just for a joke, I call the other one Dad.
Yeah. Okay.
They're a laugh. Yeah, we go out drinking and all that and having a great time and everything together. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. And they're like, oh, do you want some money? I'm like, yeah, great, great, yeah. Okay. They're my roommates. They're great. Anyway, just temporarily staying with them for a while, separately, temporarily in the credit crunch. And my room, which you wouldn't recognize it from when I lived at this house before with those same roommates a few years ago, their room has been renovated, but there's still the creepy noise that blows in around the wind, comes in around the windows and goes.
Oh, right.
It's really creepy.
That's like what my ass sounds like after a Friday night.
Oh, God. To bring the tone down, don't you?
Yeah, bitch.
Hey, my roommate that I call Mum, she makes me really good food every night.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, it's so good.
Don't you miss my home cooking?
Hold on, this is how it goes. Okay, open lid of ramen. Boil kettle. Pour hot water into ramen. Dinner's ready, come and get it. Later on for dessert, okay, let's go 7-Eleven. I need to go get some candy and ciggies. Ciggalicious candy. Can we go get some candy? You want me to change for candy? Let's get candy. Candy and ciggalicious. I can't bear it. I have to sleep. Oh, I can't sleep. Let's go get candy and cigarettes. Cigarettes and candy. You should get a job in the movie theater. Cigarettes and candy. Cigarettes and candy. Come and get it. I'll get you a torch and a little paper hat. How about
okay.
that?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
What about my breakfast?
What breakfast? A Marlboro 72.
I cooked a delicious frittatas.
Some what?
A frittata. Do you remember?
What are you talking about? When did you ever cook me a frittata?
God.
When?
I cooked you lots of food.
Two mornings you cooked me scrambled eggs and spinach. I don't even like spinach.
Well, you ate it, didn't you?
Nope, but if you look under your bed, it's probably growing. I love scrambled eggs. They went down a treat. But spinach, I left that for you. Okay. I was saving it for later.
Okay, great.
I was saving it for when I come back in the autumn. Unofficially, maybe.
Yeah, I hope so, because we have to get our TV show. If I survive the...
Anyway, right. Maybe you could cash in on swine fever.
What does that mean?
Release like a drug. Like, release a gaby flu, and you could just go out, selling it. Your magic medicine will heal any flu symptoms.
Like, I can create a sickness and the cure
no,
for it?
No, the sickness is already there. Someone's already done that.
Which one is it?
And it's Mexican, and they're importing it into the US.
The swine flu.
Yeah, and then you could, like, sell some kind of drug, you know.
Like... Okay, but then I have to invent the drug, and I don't know anything about
it. Well, just scan your drug. Pot. Go, well, what do you know? Pot cures swine flu. Here you go, everybody. Smoke it up.
Why don't I just buy some aspirin and tell them it's Tama, Tama?
Just get a little tray, and I'll get you a paper hat and a torch, and you can just wear it around, and you can go, hey, swine flu, cigarettes, chocolate, candy.
Okay, okay.
I know. We'll put you on roller skates.
Perfect. And hot pants.
I think those days are over.
Oh. No, they're not. No, they're back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're back, yeah.
You're in denial?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. Oh. We could get you a curly tail and pointy ears and a piggy nose. Oh. We could put you in a pink body stocking and you could go around on roller skates selling your flu remedies.
Slime flu.
To people to get stoned. I can see it now.
I have an idea. I had an idea for when you have to do the walk of shame, when you're like maybe you're in a situation where like there's somebody that lives down the street from you maybe, and you go over to their house sometimes and, you know, give each other back rubs and things like that, and then you have to leave.
Who on earth?
You have to leave.
Have you been doing that with?
You have to leave really early in the morning, maybe, or maybe also late at night, but you don't want to do the walk of shame, so you just do what I did, and that is you put a dog collar onto a pillow and just go down the street, and you're walking your dog. What? No, nothing.
We interrupt this program for medical intervention. We'll be with you, maybe, on my new solo show. Everybody knows Jonathan. It's hilarious. The script's almost finalized. All the networks are waiting for the first show.
No. No, that's not going to happen. No, no, no.
Well, you know what? I'll be sure to read you a good eulogy at your funeral.
Okay, well, all I know is, when are we going to get our TV show? Because I'm ready for a daytime talk show, aren't you?
Soon. Listen, as soon as my body's been adjusted into the correct way, I'll be back.
Okay.
And we can get the TV show, but we can't really do it until then.
I'm going to get my headshots done. I'm gonna work on getting famous before you get here. I don't know.
Well, okay, we'll try, but it won't work without me. We all know that. But try.
Okay.
You can try and do that, yeah. All
right.
Mm-hmm. How's your hair looking at the moment?
You know what? Why did you laugh when you said that? And also, where have you disappeared?
Because you went to the hairdressers to get your hair cut, and the girl refused to do it, and you were shocked. And everyone knows you wear a wig. So, what do you expect?
No, you know, I went there and I was...
It's one thing believing your hair is real, or expecting other people to believe your hair is real, rather, but going to the hairdressers... everyone knows that you put your hair on a polystyrene stand at night.
I know, but this was my real hair. I had to get it done so that I can fit the wig over it. And and she...
What happened? Can you please explain? And which hairdressers was it? Name and shame them.
No, I'm not going to name and shame them because I'll tell you why I'm not going to name and shame them. Now, here's what happened. No, I went to get my hair cut at my place that I always go to. And, you know, I went...
Where do you usually go? The 24-hour auto wash?
Yes. It's a Petco. It's a dog shampooing place. Anyways, I signed up to get my hair did, and then she came over and she's like, hi, I'm Kristen, and I was like, hi, but then she looked at me and like, you know when somebody looks at you and they immediately hate your guts, you know what I mean, like they just look at you and they're like, ugh.
That's never happened to me.
She looked at me and I could tell immediately that she didn't like me for whatever reason, so yeah, it was...
Really? I think she cuts my hair and we got on great.
Well, I'm not surprised. Anyways... Because you only have three hairs to cut, so anyway. I sat down in her chair, and I started telling her how I wanted my hair cut, and she was like, I was like, and I just want it cut here, and I don't want this here, and she was like, the whole time, and then I finally...
Did she wet herself?
She was like freaking out. She was like really scared, and I was like, is she even going to be able to do this? And then I was like getting nervous, because I was like, oh God, she's going to fuck my hair up. And then she's like, she started running...
How's that possible?
She started running her fingers through my hair, and then she's like, you know what? I am not comfortable doing this. I'm going to get somebody else.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
I was like...
You must have scared her so bad.
I don't know why. I mean, I obviously did, but I don't know what it was about it. She was obviously intimidated.
Yeah, because your hair, I mean, come on, it's acrylic.
It's real hair. It's expensive.
Everyone, you're right.
It's expensive.
You could have just like gone and got a burger and just left your hair on the styrofoam stand and then gone back and get it when it was ready.
I know, but she didn't feel comfortable doing that. So
so who actually cut it?
The guy that usually actually always cuts my hair, which is fine. And that's
that homo.
Yeah, he's a homo. His name's Miles.
Yeah, the one who goes,
I was gonna work in movies, you know, doing hair in movies. I never really did that, and so he's the one who's like, I never really feel the need to leave Los Angeles. Why would you need to leave Los Angeles ever? I'm like,
who's that?
That's the one who cuts my hair.
Is that what he says to you?
Yeah, and I was like, right. Why? I can think of a few reasons. I mean, I can give you the top 10 whilst you're cutting my hair as to why it might be good for you to leave Los Angeles every once in a while. So he says I never left there, never left LA.
Oh my God. That's ridiculous.
I know.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't get people who haven't left the country.
Listen, a small little bird, and I really mean that literally, from Northern California, from NorCal.
Yeah.
She contacted me and said there's grave danger that you and her might be sharing a seat to London.
Who said that?
Yeah.
Oh, Yvette. A tiny little bird.
Listener, Yvette did.
Yeah, because we share the same birthday, more or less. She's a couple of days before me. And so we've planned to go. We were going to go to Mexico for a week for our birthdays, but now we can't.
Right.
But you're going to be here, so I'm not going to London. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
I want a beachy holiday. You'll be in the US.
That's ridiculous. I completely got the wrong end of the stick. I thought you were coming because she was paying for the whole trip. I made a mistake. Sorry, silly me.
Yeah, no.
Oh, silly me. What an error that was.
We're going to go to Hawaii.
Hey, listen. The weird thing was that I quickly calculated the price for you guys to come here on the dates that she said. And guess what the price was?
What?
$666.
Shit.
I know. I wrote back. I was like, listen, if I were you, I would add something, upgrade, or do anything you can to change that price. I wouldn't get on a plane ticket that costs $666. No way. Exactly. Down to the cent. $666. Exactly.
That is so weird. We're going to go to Hawaii.
Pay for like priority boarding. I'd take XX baggage or something to change that price.
Yeah, we're going to go to Hawaii instead. I don't care about your price tickets anymore. Can you swim with dolphins in Hawaii?
I don't know. I swam with them in Mexico.
Oh.
Listen, don't do it anyway. It's really cruel and you feel really bad afterwards.
I know. And didn't Kathy Griffin say it tried to have sex with her or something like that?
Well, sure. One bit my friend whilst we were in the water, that one of the dolphins bit him. And then the dolphin trainer guy said that he didn't. My friend was bleeding. And everyone was like, I was like, excuse me, the dolphin did bite him because on his arm, look, it's bitten him. Look there. And he's like, the dolphin did not bite your friend. I was like, but he did. He did bite it.
That's hysterical.
I know. And then he was still forced to swim with them because we'd paid. And he was like, I want to get out. I was like, you can't get out. How can we get out? They've raised the ladder. You're going to be dolphin food. Go!
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah, so be careful. He tried to touch a dolphin's face and it bit him. Whatever.
Well,
that's too bad he didn't bite his legs off and he drowned. But anyway, I didn't know that till a couple of weeks later.
Oh man.
Listen, what are you doing to protect yourself from swine flu?
How do I get myself from... What?
What are you doing to protect yourself from swine flu?
I'm not really doing anything to protect myself from swine flu because...
Okay.
I'm a low risk.
Are you?
If you get any kind of fever or anything, you have to go straight to the hospital and all that kind of stuff, so...
Wow, you'll be in there every day.
I know. Also because...
you've always got flu, let's face it. I've never seen anybody can see more therapy than you.
I don't always have the flu. I did have the flu twice while you were here. That's kind of weird.
The flu, in inverted commas.
But, what? No. Anyway, speaking of the flu, I'm going to have a flu on Saturday because sobriety April ends tomorrow and I'm going to celebrate that on Friday.
What are you
going
to do?
I don't know. Going to go get jiggy with it.
Really?
Drink vodka Red Bulls and go to a gay sauna.
Oh my God. Don't do anything ridiculous like put wooden stools on your feet and walk around and pretend you're a giant
geisha. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Who'd do that? Ridiculous.
I don't know. That was hilarious.
Who would go to a gay sauna completely drunk and then run around the place telling jokes, worrying... having bound giant wooden stools to their feet and make themselves into a big giant geisha. Who would do that? What kind of stupid two queens would go do something as ridiculous as that?
Not you and me. Not you and me at 3 o'clock in the morning. Not
That's
us.
For sure.
Nope.
Never us. Not after being in someone's spa naked in the hills. Nope. We wouldn't do that.
I would never pretend like I was.
Oh no, you weren't in the spa. You were in the closet with three friends. I remember now. Huh, the only time you've been in a closet, that's for sure.
That
was the night you got your sore throat, wasn't it? Eh? And it wasn't because of a virus.
Shut up.
You were chowing down on something else in the pig trough that night.
Oh man, listen. You know what? I don't know what you're talking
Three's
about.
Three's the charm.
Oh my god, you're such a... Listen, I don't know what you're talking about, but it's time for me to get off this phone.
Oh, okay. Listen, be careful, everybody.
Yeah, don't get the swiney.
And Roxy, you're in the front line of flu epidemic craziness, LAX. Take care. Listen, Roxy is the kind of girl, she doesn't even drive on the freeway.
What? Why? I mean, neither do I.
She lives, like... miles away from LAX. She goes on the side roads.
That's what I would do too. I never took the freeway when I had
all I'm saying is, Roxy, be careful, because all those flu-ridden freaks that are going to be coming to the airport, you got to be careful there.
Yeah, watch out, Roxy.
If I were you, I would just hang back. Don't give anybody any upgrades until I'm back, all right?
Okay. Or okay. Unless I have to somehow all of a sudden escape the swine flu and go to London, don't upgrade anybody till I do.
Yeah, well, you can't come because we won't let you in. Okay, anyway, from me, Jonathan in London.
And me, Gabriel in Los Angeles.
For listening to Calling Long Distance, the only to come from London at the same